Welcome. You are listening to 101.9 CITR-FM Vancouver. This is The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben, and we have a very special guest with us today.
Hi, I'm Jeevan, and one of Ben's friends.
Yeah, he's not super qualified.
No, well, not really.
You're qualified in that you're a friend of mine.
Yeah, that's all it takes, really.
That's exciting. I think that might have been like the most enthusiastic intro I've ever done.
It's up there.
Normally, I'm just like, hi, this is Ben.
How's it going? Oh, it's been such a long day.
All I do is study. My life is agony.
Nah, it can't be that bad.
No, it's not that bad. It's pretty bad. I learned so much about folates.
I have literally no idea what those are.
Folates are like, you need them to build DNA. They're one carbon carriers.
And DNA like, sounds important, so.
DNA does sound important. That's words of wisdom.
I just came out sounding like an idiot, but
From Jeevan the biologist.
Oh, of course, dude.
Oh, boy. I think that, I've been thinking a lot lately about why CITR is different and why it sounds different than other radio stations. And this goes with community radio as well. So CFUV in Victoria sounds kind of similar to CITR. And do you have any opinions as to why it sounds so different from other stations?
I think it's just so many different influences coming into it. And I feel like there's much less pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go to like other radio stations, this has to be done, this has to be done. I feel like it's a little more relaxed here. Obviously, there's certain requirements that need to be met, but it's done in a much less formal way.
Yeah. I was thinking that the main reason to me, this was brought on by the whole enthusiastic intro, is when I'm listening to like mainstream radio stations, and yeah, I'm going to say mainstream, I know.
Right,
I know.
Fair,
I know.
Fair.
They sound really different. Like, they're like, hi, welcome to the radio.
They sound very, very rehearsed.
We're going to play a bunch of pop music and hits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like not as real.
Robotic, somewhat.
Yeah, maybe they're just run by robots.
Maybe they are robots.
Maybe we're going to get, like, taken out and assassinated because we've come onto the conspiracy of normal radio stations.
Maybe, man.
They're all run by Arnold.
That's how Skynet starts. Oh, man, we went to the same place.
Yeah. There's really only one place to go with robots.
That's it.
So, this is... I forgot to mention. I always forget. That I play music. This is a music thing. Normally, I mean, I talk, but there's also music. And so, the music that I like to play is post-rock. Sometimes I play, like, dream pop and indie because it kind of seeps into the umbrella of post-rock. But mostly post-rock today, and I'm pretty excited with the collection. So this band is a really cool band. It's pretty big. I think there's like, I don't know, 8 members or something.
Damn.
And the band is called The World is a Beautiful Place and I Am No Longer Afraid to Die.
Whew.
Yeah.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah. And I really like a lot of their songs, but I want to play one for you called Gig Life because it's short, it's cute, it's loud. It's adjectives,
other stuff, you know,
other
words, things, movement with my mouth. Yeah.
We were totally on the words. That was cool.
Yeah. We're in sync today.
Yeah. Whew. Maybe our cycles are finally lining up.
You know what? Probably. I've been wondering, but yeah, I think so.
Wow. Okay. Gig Life by The World is a Beautiful Place, and I'm No Longer Afraid to Die.
That's the biggest one you made, and it's unfortunate. You hit the road, yeah, you finally left your home, somewhere to the west, I suppose, and I feel bad for you. 'Cause you'll be home soon, but I won't wait for you, this is goodbye. Thank you.
Tell me what you thought of that, Jeevan.
I enjoyed that song, actually. It was very nice. Very, the chords were nice. I like the chords they were playing.
Yeah, it's got a lot going on.
It's very layered, too, yeah.
Layered. So it's starting to rain again.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like the rain, though.
I should clarify when I say it's starting to rain again, because there are no windows here, so I can't.
I was going to say, how did you know that?
No, I have a trick knee that kind of...
Oh, yeah. My ear twitches a little, I can just tell.
I just mean, like, it's the rain is
back. The rainy season's back.
And it's here to stay.
I don't know, I enjoy it. I love the rain. I love the rain so much.
I don't own an umbrella.
Oh, just buy one. It's life-changing.
I should buy an umbrella.
Like, mine's falling apart. Yeah. Like, when you open it, you kind of got to push one end of it because it doesn't open fully, but, like, other than that, it works.
Is it one of the, like, ejecting umbrellas?
Yeah, it's cool.
I had one of those, and then I went to eject it, and it just shot fully out. And then I lost the ball bearing, and I couldn't...
It's a risky run, man.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of the compressed air umbrellas?
No, but I'm intrigued.
They're the coolest thing. So, their prototypes are out, but you can't buy them, I don't think, until, like... December 2015, I
like
think
all the safety testing and projected. Stuff they have to do it.
Well, and they're like still working on it. There's a Kickstarter for it.
Okay.
But what it is it's like a wand, basically. It's like, I don't know, it's maybe 2 feet long or something, foot and a half long. And it takes special batteries and it just pulls air up the bottom and shoots it out the sides.
Oh, it's so cool.
So it'll just blast the rain. we actually built a robot.
Yeah, he's my robot slave now.
He's Jeevan's robot slave. Would you like to, or I give you permission to introduce yourself, robot slave.
Beep boop beep boop boop. Hello.
It's beautiful.
I was not expecting him to be R2-D2.
Not at all.
That's weird.
That is very weird.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have holograms with you?
No.
Damn it.
Am I your only hope?
Yes.
I could be Ben Kenobi.
I should
be that for Halloween.
I was just going to say that perfect Halloween costume.
I'm probably not going to dress up for Halloween.
That's a lot of work, though.
It's a Friday.
It is a Friday.
Oh, it is a Friday.
Mm-hmm. And you accessed your calendar to determine that? Robot
I did.
Slave?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
God, I have so many midterms a week after, though. It's going to be awful.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't.
Oof.
Robot Slave has no midterms.
Nope. I aced them all.
Robot Slave, what is 16 squared?
256.
Yeah.
Does that check out?
I approve, yeah.
Someone get a calculator.
Man, no, that's right.
I thought that was like going to be a hard question because I have no idea.
No, 256.
Huh.
Because 15 is 225.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess
no, it is.
It is. Robot approves.
We should pick a harder question. What can we test robot knowledge of?
How much weird math stuff can you do is the real question here. Like, because I can take the cube root of numbers. I can do that.
Really?
That is a cool
trick. If you give
me
a number between 10 and 99 and tell me what it is, I'll tell you what you cubed.
Hmm.
But you have to use a calculator because no one can do that in their head.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have, like, a computer chip or are you...
No, I just know a lot of math.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of cool math, this is for everyone. There's a guy, he does what's called Math and Magic. It's a TED Talk, and he does crazy math up to, like, 5-digit squaring. And does it in his head on the spot on the stage.
And he shouts weird things. He's like,
yeah.
Fish,
oh, you've seen
fish,
it.
Cookies.
Okay, yeah. He uses words.
I haven't seen that's weird.
He uses words to remember where he is at the point in his head.
Oh, God. It's crazy. It's just like he did a lot of drugs and suddenly can just do math by saying words.
Yeah.
The one setback with that, though, is like, how good is that going to be for picking up chicks? Like, to be a mathemagician?
Oh, not good at all.
You have
all.
Like maybe 1/1000th of a percentage of chicks out there that will be into that.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Maybe.
Who has the need to be like, okay, just square 3,047 for me right now? Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's
maybe he's
fun.
Like just super lonely. Or maybe he's a robot slave.
Yeah, or he's a robot master at that point.
Mm-hmm.
How do you graduate from slavery to mastery?
You gotta write your thesis. How else do you get your master's?
How quaint.
Come on, Ben.
Come on, Ben.
I'm sorry. I should have known.
Yeah.
Click. Yeah, but you guys can hear that. That's me, like, clicking. You have, like, the chick. That's always embarrassing. People point that out to me. People are like, hey, I heard a click. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know how
to
turn it
off. Keep it real, you know? You got to keep it authentic, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or just other excuses you can make up.
Rustic.
I'm also wearing these headphones for fun. I can't hear a thing.
You can't hear a thing?
No.
Really?
But I'm assuming we're doing it because it looks cool. Oh, there it is.
Okay.
Yeah, now I got it.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't know how most of this stuff works. And whenever people call, I hang up on them.
Yeah, you do that to me a lot.
Do you call in a lot? Are you like the only one that calls in?
I call in a few times. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Well, I remember like the last time. Yeah, Jeevan was here.
The light was just bright.
Okay, because someone else called last week.
That wasn't me.
Okay, because no. I don't know who it was, and I hung up on them. So if you're listening again this week, I'm sorry.
Well, that was scary, though.
When they,
like, it just kept blinking.
It's
you didn't
really,
know what to
it's,
do.
It's aggressive.
Yeah. Oh, so aggressive.
Yeah. How about another song? How about another song?
I'm in for that.
Does Robot Slave approve?
Yeah. Yep, I do. Maybe, just so everyone knows, I am actually not a robot. My name's Ryan.
You ruined it.
I know.
No, but hold on. A robot slave would say that, though.
That's true. That's true.
No, I'm here as a friend to hang out with you guys.
He wants to be a real boy.
Yeah.
I am a real boy.
I can see your nose growing.
Yeah, among other things.
No, this is my friend Ryan. He's a repeat offender.
Yeah. I've been here once before. It was last year, though, I think.
Yeah, but you call in and you just you haunt the show.
You're a regular.
Yeah.
I did get what are they called? The things where the people aren't allowed to come in with a certain distance. This is really ruining the joke.
Oh.
Restraining order?
Restraining order. I got a restraining order against him, but he doesn't obey it.
No.
Not at all.
And I'm just playing hard to get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very coy.
I'm not going to stop trying, though.
No. He's a cutie pie. Like, I mean, can you stay mad at that face?
Well, they can't see, but I can't.
Yeah. Yeah. me neither. let's play another song. This is a Canadian band. They're called Jung People, which is J-U-N-G. Jung People.
That's how my grandma says young.
Really?
Jung.
Yeah, she can't speak English very well.
Oh. I don't, like, I'm trying not to laugh at that.
It's so funny.
Okay. Just as a sidebar, then, if we're going to go there, there's a municipality in Victoria called Esquimalt, and my friend's East Indian and his grandparents can't speak English very well. And so instead of saying Esquimalt, they would always say Skymart.
That's close.
And so he thought that they were, that there was just a store called Skymart that they went to like once a week.
Oh, yeah.
And then he found out like 5 years later that they just couldn't pronounce Esquimalt, which is kind of fair because Esquimalt's, I guess, kind
of
hard.
It's the wrong type of Indian. That's all it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Going there.
Oh,
going
you
there.
Have
bold.
To.
Bold. Jung People to leave a home. How about that?
Thank you.
we're back.
Yes,
Spice,
we are.
Spice of Life.
Is that what that was called?
No.
I forgot.
No. That song was...
What was it called?
To Leave a Home.
Right.
By Jung People. Yeah. But this is Spice of Life. We play post-rock music. We fool around. Mm. And with me, Ben, here today. Me, Ben.
Me, Ben, yes. Opposed to you, Ben?
I have... No, you, Ben, as well.
Okay.
Cool. I mean, but like when you...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Also with us, we have Jeevan and Ryan.
Yeah.
We do.
Robot Slave Ryan.
Yeah.
And if you still think you can deny it, how about that, how Robot and Ryan both start with the letter R?
Ooh.
Yep.
I think I've got you there.
Yep, I can't fight that one.
Two syllables?
But,
Ryan, Robot, yeah.
Okay.
Let's count
I have to count it, though.
I did count, yeah.
I'm an engineer, it's okay.
You don't know words.
I understand that you guys have a game you'd like to share with us today.
Yeah. Jeevan, why don't you start it off?
All right, so the game is called What Are the Odds? So basically you ask someone about doing something. So if I asked Ryan, what are the odds that you put a teaspoon of yogurt on your head?
This is a true story.
This is very true. And then he says 1 in 25.
Which I did.
Yep. So I count to 3, and on 3, we both say a number between 1 and 25. Yep. So if we were to do it right now, it'd be 1, 2, 3, 7.
11.
And if the numbers were to be the same, Ryan would have to do what I said. So he'd have to put yogurt on his head.
I was going to say 7 because that's how it actually happened, but I went with 11 because I knew you'd do 7.
Yeah, just to keep it good. But
yeah.
So if they match, you got to do what I said?
Yeah, so I put a bunch of yogurt on my head.
It was
and
beautiful.
Then proceeded to eat it off my head. Don't ask
He's
how,
not a very smart person. It's like glitch in the robot.
Yeah.
But if Ryan was to say the odds were 1 and 2 and the numbers weren't the same, I would have to do what I challenged him to do.
Yeah. So it's actually really fun, and it can get out of control.
Oh, so fast.
Yeah.
What I think, like, the listeners would like to know then about that story is, what kind of yogurt was it?
Strawberry.
Strawberry yogurt, really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so that's why I ate it off my head.
Because it was that good?
Yeah, I was not going to let that go to waste. Not Fair. Strawberry. Fair. Maybe peach, definitely. Peach, it was all going on my head. I hate peach.
You don't like peach?
What?
I don't like the chunks of peaches.
Heathen.
So good.
Yeah, no.
So good.
Only with the peach in it. I'll eat peach that doesn't have fruit in it. I don't like the actual peach pieces.
So you don't like peach pieces at all?
Not in yogurt.
No.
Not even a huge fan of peaches.
Okay, so I think robots don't have the specific receptors for peaches.
No.
I think would be my
not
explanation
at all.
For that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I got to give full credit to my brother for that game, because I did not invent that.
Yeah.
Shoutouts to Jeevan's brother for coming up with the game.
Beautiful, beautiful game.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really fun. Try it out.
Yeah, I'll have to.
Yeah.
Oh, if you're drunk, it just gets out of hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fast.
My brother was playing a version of that with a die, and it would be like... Be like,
wait, what?
If he like would carry around a die with him, you'd be like, if I roll a 3, we're all doing shots. And then he rolled a 3, and everyone's like, we're not doing shots. And then he would do a shot.
That's rough.
Oh. Well, because like nobody wants to do shots. Come on.
It depends. Yeah. It depends. Yeah. It really does.
There's a few times shots are okay.
They're efficient.
Yeah. They are efficiency, 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 efficiency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you for that little game tidbit.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. Let's hear another song. This song is by a band called Enemy Bell. Two words. And the song is Violence. And it's not super post-rocky. It's kind of dream poppy, but worthwhile. Worthwhile to listen to. Here we go.
Your hands tied.
That was Enemy Bell with Violence. And I have another game to share with you guys that's not quite as much of a game as your game was. Squeaky chairs in here, by the way.
Yeah. They are, yeah.
I don't know why. Need some WD-40. Anyway, so this game my friend Scott told me about, and it's really fun because it's at other people's expense.
Ooh, those are the most fun.
Yeah. And I want to share this with people, with the listeners out there, because it's something that you can do just all the time, and no one has any idea, and it's great. So the point of the game is you want to confuse people, basically. And so a topic would be like this happens in normal conversation, and you'd be like looking at the weather and you'd be like, man, it's raining really hard out. And then you would say, yeah, that's why they call it rain. because that has nothing to do with why they call it rain.
They have no idea.
And so then the point of the game is like you would win if they... So there are a couple different outcomes. So the first one is they go like, what? I don't understand.
Yeah.
And then you explain them the game.
Okay.
Or don't. Or you just like keep being innocent about it. Whatever you want. Or they just keep moving on. Like forget about what just you said. Just ignore it or yeah. whatever.
Okay.
And either way you win.
So you can't lose.
There is no losing.
Ooh, that's like Calvin Ball.
Yeah, but it's like...
You can't lose in Calvin Ball.
Yeah. If you're Calvin.
Yeah.
Well, that's assumed.
If you're Hogs, okay. You lose.
Yeah.
Oh, you're also a Tiger, so you win still.
Yeah. But anyway, I really recommend it because it's really fun, and people just don't know how to handle it. Because you're like, oh, yeah, that's why they call it rain. And just, like, straight face, everything, nothing about it. And it'll just ruin their day.
Oh, confusing people is so much fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's so easy.
It's really fun. So, yeah, so I would really recommend you doing that in your daily days.
Oh, yeah, you hear the click.
You hear the click.
Oh, you can, yeah.
It's cool, though.
It's authentic, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you still look awful when you do
yeah,
that.
You do that really weirdly.
If you guys could see his face, it looks like he's having, like, one side of his face is having an aneurysm.
He's having a stroke, for sure.
Yeah.
Let's hear from another song, then, while we recover Ryan from his stroke.
Make sure he doesn't die or something.
Yeah. The song is by a band called Anthetic, and the song is called Time Forward. Thank you.
micro sounds of moss and algae, compositions rooted in the natural world, bone whistles, light drums, and antler harps. All make appearances at Sonic Topography's Vancouver New Music's 2014 festival, exploring intersections of sound, music, and sustainability. Sonic Topography's runs from October 16th to 19th. Visit www.newmusic.org for schedule details.
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Blur! Here's another song. We've had a lot of fun here today on The Spice of Life, which is CITR 101.9 FM, which is what you're listening to, which you should know because it's what your dial's set to.
Yep. Unless it's digital.
Unless it's digital. Yeah, you can also listen to it online. I should point that out. You can listen to anything that CITR plays live off their website, citr.ca. All of these episodes, for everything, but most importantly, obviously, for Spice of Life.
Of course.
They're podcasted online. We also have a Facebook page, The Spice of Life 101.9. Spice of Life, CITR 101.9 FM, I think. I'm 90% sure that's what it is. So if you look for it, you can find it. Seek and ye shall find. And aside from that, I guess we're running out of time.
Yeah,
we are.
So thank you guys very much for joining me, yeah. Jeevan and Robot Slave.
Oh, thank you. Robot Slave. Oh, thanks for having us.
Yep.
Oh, you don't get an opinion.
I don't have one.
Good.
Can you beep and boop for us?
Beep boop, beep boop, bop.
Oh, he's practiced that so much.
Do you like practice that in the mirror at home?
No, I do that with Nick a lot.
Oh.
Another person who's not here.
Is he also a robot?
Sometimes, yep.
Or is he your programmer?
No,
he's a pretty robotic guy.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty routine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess that does it.
We have one more song that'll play us out. Play me out, Johnny. You know, like what? In the old timey.
Yeah.
You like play someone out.
Yeah.
So click.
Yes.
This is a song that Jeevan recommended to me for a while ago.
Oh, is it for Lisa?
Yeah. So it's by a band called Ancients with Two Eyes. They're Canadian. Oh. They're from Vancouver, right?
Oh, they're from Mission, and they're so good.
They're cool. So the song is called For Lisa, but I'm playing it as For Jeevan.
Yes, I'm so honored.
Yeah, so I hope you enjoy it as much as we do. And a beep boop, beebly boop bop to you too.
Oh, you sound like Bill Cosby.
Skibbity beepity boop bop boop. Some people make poems, but I make jalomes.
Bill Cosby is not as good as Kermit the Frog. I work on Bill Cosby all the time.
Oh, that's tough.
It's good, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for listening. See you next week. I'm here next week, 2 to 3. Have a beautiful week. Have a beautiful weekend. And ta-ta for now.